USDA's crop production and peanut stocks and processing has now released an update on the supply and disappearance of peanuts. According to USDA, they say last year's crop ended up about 2,842,000 tons, and the average yield was only 3,675 pounds. That is down about 7 to 8% from last year. The coming year, the USDA is predicting an increase in acreage of 5%, with Georgia, Florida, and Alabama up about 9% in acreage. Producers in all states, excluding Texas and New Mexico, are planning to raise the area that is planted to peanuts. According to the USDA, in February, stocks were down 18% from a year earlier. Producers are responding to attractive new crop contracts of up to $500. Right now, the domestic food use for peanuts is predicted to increase 1.9% this year, but right now it's running up 5.5% on peanut usage. And for exports, exports are predicted to decrease, according to the USDA, 10.3%. But after August through February just released, exports are up 12.2%. That's one reason they changed their number on the disappearance of peanuts, increased to 500 tons, and that's going to mean we'll be exporting about 700,000 tons of peanuts next year. That's a market update on the numbers. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgNet.